Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check. Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday, April 25, 2013. And I'm Vince. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Very excited about tonight's program. I'm anticipating a couple of guests who are friends of the show and glad to have them back on tonight. Tonight, I will welcome back to the show DB Koopa. He goes by DBCOOPA, all caps, on Twitter. I don't know if you recall, but last week, we had Sicko on the show, And he had sort of unaffiliated himself from Anonymous, took the Anon out of his handle, and at the same time, DB Cooper went dark. So I don't know what's up with DB Cooper. I know he's still an activist. I don't know if he's still an Anon or considers himself an Anon still or not. But he'll be here tonight, hopefully to clarify. Also, Danny Dantalian, formerly of Russell League and now one of the members of this Russell World Order that I've been seeing a lot of. And hopefully when he comes on in the second hour, he can explain that to us. I know that he also had a very... I hear that he had a spectacular appearance earlier tonight on the Suicide Girls podcast. Is that right? I'm hearing rumors that Danny got naked on the show. And... boy, I can't wait to see that. I hope that's up on YouTube pretty quick. But yeah, I'm really excited to have DB Cooper on. I was kind of saddened in a way to see him disappear last week. But he's back, and tonight I have a lot of things I'd like to discuss with him. He has recently unearthed the agenda of a web intelligence harvesting company named Bright Planet that was allegedly monitoring activists during the prime of the Occupy movement. He has released a pastebin with info on the agency and its staff, and there's also a PDF that he found that has a lot of statistics and charts and info on it that I think we'll try to cover some of that and see what it's all about. Also, there appears to be a little bit of blowback from Anonymous in regards to DB Cooper. It was revealed that DB Cooper... well, first of all, DB Cooper got doxxed. It happens to all of us, bro. It happens to everybody gets doxxed eventually. I don't care. You're still DB Cooper to me. Yeah, there's this Anons Against Your Anon News account. I've been talking about them, and they are upset about the revelation that DB Cooper had been developing websites for both Your Anon News. That's right, Your Anon News is developing a news website. We've talked about that. We've debated it. And at the same time, allegedly at the same time he was doing that, and I don't even know if you could say it was at the same time, but he also allegedly developed a website for journalist David Seaman, who was planning a run for U.S. Congress in Florida's 23rd District. Now, Seaman has since withdrawn his candidacy, and I believe he withdrew his candidacy in January of this year. I might be mistaken. But I would say David Seaman, from what I can tell, he's a journalist and a podcaster. He seems to be pretty well aligned with the overall sentiment of Anonymous and Occupy. And I think if there were ever, just like, you know, the Republicans have their Tea Party candidates, I would consider David Seaman the closest thing to an Occupy or Anonymous candidate. And so, yeah, so D.B. Cooper apparently was working on his website and then also is going to be working on the Your Anon News website. We're going to have him on soon, so he can correct me if I'm wrong. But people are saying it's a conflict of – a lot of Anons are pissed. They think it's a conflict of interest that, you know, a news organization would have somebody, under, you know, working for them who would also be working for a candidate for Congress. Never mind the fact that the candidate is totally aligned with the slant of the of said news organization. It's just the fact that this guy was running as a Democrat. And, you know, I've read enough of David Seaman's work. I've seen enough of his tweets to tell you he's not really a Democrat. Just like Ron Paul is not really a Republican. Ron Paul ran as a Republican because that's the only way you can get into debates. It's you know, it's the best way to get fundraising, to get media exposure, to get invited to debates. And it works on all levels. And I think David Seaman's, I'm assuming David Seaman's approach was to run as a Democrat and get in there and do his thing. But yeah, so he renounced his withdrew his candidacy. I think this is back in January. And the Your Anon News site, I believe, was announced to be in development maybe a month ago, like March. So if I'm not mistaken, there really wasn't any overlap between the two. So I think it's a moot point. You know, he worked on the David Seaman site. Seaman quit his run for Congress. A little bit of couple months go by. Your News decides they want to do a news site. So they get their home skillet, D.B. Cooper, to develop it. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, I have my personal opinion about this whole Your Anon News website, but as far as D.B. Cooper doing whatever the fuck he wants, more power to him. He's an activist. He's trying to do... he's trying to support people and activists who he believes in, who he shares their ideals. I don't share a lot of their ideals, but I totally respect him and his passion and his hard work. And, you know, and people are griping that he's getting paid to do this stuff. You know, if you have a craft and you're normally paid for it and that's how you make your living, it's kind of tough to do a lot of pro bono work, especially web development. You know, there's got to be a lot of hours that go into that. And, you know, that's if he does that pro bono, that could potentially keep him from taking a paid gig. So why not pay him to do his service, his duty? Um, So yeah, so that we can. I don't know if DB Cooper wants to touch on that, but I definitely will be willing to talk about that if callers want to call in and say something in regards to that situation. And again, also don't forget. Sorry, I'm confused. I mean, distracted by the chat room. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. Hey, Pouty Girl. A.A. Yan. Oh, that must be Anons Against Yan. Awesome. Welcome to the show. City of Flint. In the building. Danny Dantalian. In the house. Divine Nachos. I love nachos. I think nachos are divine. I mean, I think it goes without saying that nachos are divine. But whatever. Cool name, bro. My homeboy Dougie in the building. Big ups to all the guest listeners. We're lurking. Octopus in the house. Plus one in the building. Shit Wizard is in the house. And we also have Steve Cherwin. And last but certainly not least, Worth of the World. Fantastical. Okay, it looks like I have quite a few callers lined up on the switchboard. I'm anticipating that one will be DB Koopa. And I am going to screen some calls and find DB Koopa and be back with him after these messages from... Oh, let's go with morphine. It's Thursday. Call me. 347-826-7667. Be right back.
Still can.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vince in the Bay back here for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Thank you so much for joining me. I apologize if I sound a bit fatigued tonight. I am fighting a bug. So I got a cold and trying to shake it. It's been, man, I just got over this poison oak rash, and just as that's clearing up, I catch a cold. It's terrible. So at some point I might just leave and just unmute everybody and go make some tea with honey. But speaking of honeys, I got one on the line with me right now. It's plus one. What's up, plus one?
Hi, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on me. Plus One is going to be my guest co-host tonight as we welcome our special guests this evening. She is a expert in the Occupy movement, and she, I think she'll have a lot to add to the conversation here.
Thanks, Vince. It should be fun tonight.
Yeah. So have you heard of this Bright Planet thing?
Only very briefly. So what's it all about?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got just the guy to tell you what it's all about. He's my first guest. He goes by D.B. Koopa. That's D-B-C-O-O-P-A, all capital. And he's on the line now with us. What's up, D.B. Koopa?
Hey, man. How's it going? And you didn't,
kicking it with plus.
Oh, is plus one the name of the guest? I thought plus one was like you had an extra person and you weren't going to introduce their name.
No, that's my name.
Yeah,
that's cute.
An extra person, and her handle is plus one.
I like it.
And I think she goes by it's P L U S S O N E, two S's. On Twitter, she's a good follow. You should check her out.
I probably have. And I'm just not remembering that right now.
So, what's going on with this planet nonsense? I saw this PDF that that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this came from, but it says, Bright Planet, Deep Web Intelligence. The following contains only unclassified information. Oh, my God. Only unclassified information. Dun, dun, dun. Who we
are.
That's
very, very ominous. I don't know why it's necessary to put that on there.
Who we are. There's a whole slide that just says who we are.
It's very professional.
War on Terror.
Yeah, oh? this is like kind of a company that created patents some algorithms. I don't know. I guess they experts on like searching not only just like the top layer of the internet, but also digging down into the deep net for information. I think it's a huge waste of money, and that anyone with a little expertise could do whatever this the software claims to be able to do. But that's sort of just what the company is like advertising themselves as, like basically just some sort of like advanced. They have like advanced search techniques that allow them to monitor, among other things, like hate groups, also activists, and they advertise it sort of as being able to do that on behalf of police departments or on behalf of the FBI or whomever. It doesn't really say whether or not that software is being used by those different intelligence agencies, but I don't know, like the presentation's so shitty you can't really tell what their claims are. For, like as you pointed out, they felt the need to mention that it's not classified. So,
well, let me tell you, open source intelligence can provide up to 90% of the information needed to meet most U.S. intelligence needs.
Is there an asterisk next to that with like a source at the bottom that like leads back to some kind of research data?
That's the story. Quote from the Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Thomas Fingar. That's not a real name. Fingar, come on.
Well, a lot of the people that are involved with this company, they're pretty big-name people. There's a lieutenant governor, a former lieutenant governor of South Dakota. There's a former admiral from the U.S. Navy. He's a pretty well-known guy. And then there's another guy on here who is considering a Senate run this year. There's some pretty big name individuals. That doesn't necessarily mean have anything specifically to do with the company itself, other than just that their name's on it. I mean,
they have a proven history.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're a United States senator or something like that and you retire or you leave office, normally what happens is you get inundated with these requests to join like board of directors for various organizations, and they basically just pay you to be there at, to lend your name, your credibility to some organization. But the company is really creepy. Like, for instance, the website that PDF is hosted on, if you go down to the bottom of it, it basically says, well, some of this website may be paid for by the Department of Justice. However, the Department of Justice doesn't necessarily endorse the views that are expressed here.
The web harvesting expertise and 8 years of direct experience working with U.S. intelligence agencies, Bright Planet Corporation has achieved a strong reputation and is acknowledged as the resource for deep web harvesting.
That's not necessarily untrue. There's a lot of articles out there, like on Wired or different like sites like the Daily Kos and stuff like that, that quote Bright Planet. And I think it's just something that people aren't very aware of. So it hasn't really gone, it's not very mainstream. It's hard to find information about, but they seem to be going to a lot of conferences and expos and stuff like that. So they're pretty well known, I guess, as far as like private surveillance. I mean, I'd compare them to, just based on the research I did yesterday, sort of, I don't know if you remember, Tech Systems was outed by various emails and stuff. They were monitoring the Anani Ops, IRC, and giving daily reports back to Bank of America. That was about 2 months back, I think.
Remember that.
Something like that. But
can I ask, in looking at these documents and the social media monitoring that they're offering, they say they're working with law enforcement and the government, and yet in the documents I'm looking at, they're using activists as examples of who they're monitoring. Why are they monitoring activists instead of, say, people who are going to possibly bomb marathons?
Well, activist groups and people who are going to bomb marathons, they don't differentiate. I mean, every potential activist is potentially a, you know, an arsonist or whatever. And that goes back, you know, 50 years. I mean, the FBI was infiltrating groups like the Camden 28 long, long time ago. The same, you know, the stuff that happened that people were so appalled about, like Occupy Austin, they had a couple of kids that were talked into using those lock boxes, those PVC pipe lock boxes, and all the materials were provided by an Austin police department, an undercover. So they provided all the materials. Once the kids used them, then they charged them with felonies. So that's the same type of, that's been happening for a really long time. It's nothing new. And so that's just the country we live in. Activist organizations are always infiltrated by law enforcement or FBI at some point, and people who think otherwise, they don't really know what's going on. I mean, this isn't like conspiracy theory stuff. It's common knowledge to anyone that's had any real expertise or experience in activism. The really weird thing, though, that the company that's like hosting that document, that it's like, I looked them up. They're based out of a tech department over at George Washington University. It's really, really close to the CIA's headquarters, and it's based out of this university. And if you go looking through their website for a while, you'll figure out pretty quickly that it's fake. Like, all the information on there is fake. The like, all the blogs that are posted seem to be like pulled from other websites. If you go to like the About or like any of the pages that are like, what do we do? It's all written in this like heavy like corporate lingo, so that it doesn't really tell you what they do. It's just describing like processes. I'd have to like pull it up to really show you what I mean, but the entire website's like fake. They have like a link that goes off to this like speed dating website. So it's like someone threw up a website, created it really quickly, and wanted it to appear authentic. I don't know. It's really kind of crazy stuff. So I think that some people really need to comb through that and connect some dots.
Connecting the dots, we will. That's right, folks. You know what they do? Bright Planet is the only company that can find, harvest, and curate, quote, unknown and hidden big data from the web at huge scale to provide resources and that create new intelligence to, one, analyze, two, track, three, monitor, four, alert, and five, archive.
I don't really think they can do what they claim they can do, because if they could, they would have a different marketing scheme, because the information that's on the deep web is like far more scary. I mean, if you just like stuff that's on like onion sized, like the Silk Road, or like kind of things that people talk about, you know, on like darknet and stuff is way freakier than anything they've got on that pamphlet. So I don't know why they didn't use any of that kind of material. I mean, there's people that talk about like, you know, selling explosives and, human trafficking and all sorts of like crazy weird stuff that will give you the creeps. So I don't know why they chose to focus on activists. I mean, maybe that's because the you know, law enforcement is more focused on activists than terrorists. But I figured it's like if they really could do that, what was going on, that they would have at least included some of that sort of really sort of more dangerous information on there.
Dude,
so
you know
what do you think the implications are of this? If someone is an activist in the U.S. or involved in internet activism.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes.
I think that people just need to be aware that your accounts are being monitored. I mean, if you're what they're using is like they use keywords to monitor for accounts. So and if you say you tweet out the word like black block or something like that, that's probably a keyword, and that tweet or whatever is going to be harvested and maybe infected later. So I mean,
how do you think that flash crash happened with the AP hack? That's exactly what it was. They have these algorithms that they incorporate data from Twitter, from all sorts of feeds, and it just electronically, because these people are flash trading, they're doing thousands and thousands of trades per second, and a little piece of data comes through that seems legit, and the computers are programmed to, like, you know, sell off.
And it did happen. Like
it corrected, but that correction, you know, some people got lost on the bad end of the stick, if you know what I'm saying. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
You'd be having some problems.
Anon's against Jan is really coming at me hard on Twitter. He says it's a fucking shame Vincent the Bay would rather listen to that droning bore than put Anon's against your Anon news on the air. All right, does that mean that he's you know what? My fucking switchboard isn't even open. That's why I can't put you on right now, dude. Hang on a second. Let me get that going.
So there are a lot of people in the chat room, and I'm assuming listening, who get pretty interested in Twitter news, Twitter drama. And I'm just wondering, you know, what you have to say about the sort of Twitter drama that you've helped instigate this week.
I mean, I don't have a lot to say about it. I really haven't been accused of doing anything illegal or, in my mind, immoral. So, if you take away, like, I've been looking at all these that they've been putting out, and once you remove false information, it doesn't really say a whole lot. I was really disappointed they didn't run with the operations manager at Northrop Grumman. I was really hoping to see that in one of my doxes. They had previously accused me of being operations manager at this Department of Defense company down in Austin. And I actually told one of them, they were talking to me, and I said, I don't even like Austin. It's full of dirty hippies. And he responded back. He said, that's exactly what a Fed would say. And then just like left the conversation. I don't know. It's all really kind of stupid to me. But it's, first of all, I've got one up here. And I'm really disappointed in whoever the fuck this is for spending time attacking activists, first of all, but even worse, attacking David Seaman, who's a wonderful journalist. He was back in 2011 or 12, He was one of the first journalists to extensively cover the NDAA. He would write articles about it for Business Insider and other websites, and so he's a great resource for news, and it's really a shame to see that someone has decided to slander his name so heavily without doing any real research on who he is or what he's doing. The accusation that I helped him with his campaign in exchange for like promoting him is that's really easy to say, but not very easy to prove when you consider that his campaign ended before I had any access to Uranon News. His campaign ended in January, and it's not too hard to go back and figure out when I got access to Yan, so that wouldn't be too hard to look up.
Do you think there's any legitimacy to this idea that people who get paid to engage in activism or people who are working within mm-hmm. the political party system are less genuine, less real activists than those of us who work and then also engage in radical activism in our free time?
I don't think that anyone's in a position to make that claim. Here's the problem with the claim is, and this is really funny because Roseanne Barr attacked me on Twitter today with that. They were sending her DMs. She was showing me that, like, saying that, I'm like undercover for the Democratic Party and George Soros is paying me or something like that. And it's, I mean, I've got, you know, here's the really funny part. Like if they had said Republicans instead of Democrats, it would have made so much more sense. Because David Seaman didn't run as a Democrat. David Seaman was running against the Democrats. He was running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is the DNC chair, who co-sponsored SOPA. So he was running against the Democrat because she sponsored SOPA.
She's such a whiner. Get her out of there. Is she still the Democratic chair?
Oh, yeah, she's still there. Yeah, and David was trying to run against her and get her out of there. But he was running as an independent, and if he hadn't ran as an independent, he probably would have ran like as a Republican or something. He's very far removed from the Democratic Party. He doesn't believe in most of the. He's more of a libertarian.
Yeah.
So, and as you know, that they don't really have a party of their own. And I talked him into running as an independent. I told him, you know, you're not going to get the support, and in the end, it's, you know, him running was more of an act of protest in and of itself. I don't think anyone's under any illusions that you could an unknown independent would be able to unseat the Democratic Party chair, you know, who probably won by like 70 or 80% in her district, and then of course the other case that they pointed out was Taj Clayton, who ran in the 30th district, I think, or 29th or something in Dallas. But he never got past a primary. So actually, even though I was down at his campaign, mainly because the girl I was fucking worked there, he never ran against a Republican. So to say that I'm working undercover for the DNC doesn't really make any sense because I've only been involved in campaigns that were run against Democrats. So that's sort of like where I point out how these idiots don't have any correct information. So if you want to go ahead and like try to follow that thought process after realizing so many of their facts are incorrect, that's up to you, you know.
No doubt. We got to bring on more callers. We got people waiting to get on here. Asshurt is foaming at the mouth. She wants to.
I'll
to...
bring Asshurt on here right now.
Oh,
please, we need Asshurt on here right now.
At this instant. Welcome, Asshurt.
Hey, Vince. What's poppin'?
Oh, not much. Doing the internet show with DB Cooper.
Yeah. Sorry, I like kind of forgot what I was going to say because of this droning, monotonous malaise that was the past 15 fucking minutes.
He's on Quaaludes. It's
completely insane. Like, all right, dude, DB Cooper, say you have fucking doxed and just fess up to it. Like, you know way too much about David Seaman.
Mm-hmm.
To not.
Is that a Seaman joke?
Be involved with his campaign or making his shitty fucking stupid website.
He didn't.
I mean,
well,
let's be honest here.
I didn't make his campaign website though. That's also not true.
So did you make his other website?
I made one for him voluntarily. I never got paid,
Bam.
But he didn't end up using it because it was pretty shitty.
Does that even fucking matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
You're getting, you know, maligned in this minutia. And it's all bullshit because first and foremost, you're supposed to be anonymous, no? How come all these Yan people, all these fucking front runners of quote-unquote anonymous are getting fucking doxxed at the yin-yang? And, you know, they're not even doing shit. Like, you guys aren't fucking activists. You guys are Democratic operatives or fucking, you know, fucking quote-unquote anarchists who are doing fundraisers to gain fucking $50,000. Are you fucking goddamn kidding me?
Oh, go ahead.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought
come
it was rhetorical.
On. Give me a fucking break here. No, you have. I mean, who is the person behind Muckraker? Let's be honest here.
Amber Lyon is the creator of Muckraker.
Dun dun dun.
Are we gonna throw her in there too and start bashing her, like we did David?
No, let's.
Well, David,
is Amber
well,
Lyon's
is
reputation
fucking,
on the line now?
David
what is,
is
like
a,
what is
a
she doing?
Much bullshit. David is a bullshit artist. He's an opportunist, and everything that he said, especially in regards to the NDA and the like trap wire.
Hey, Plus One, are you still there?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, so much better now that it's just you and me.
Those guys are hysterical.
Yeah. I needed a break from it.
Well, you know, I think that Max Ags can probably take it, you know, from there.
D.B. Cooper didn't want it to go this way.
Well, fuck him.
Whatever.
Oh, the chat room list says that Max Ags rage quit.
No, she didn't. Let me see. Let's bring her back.
Annie says, I think he thinks they're in the green room. Maybe they're not there.
Did they know yet? All right. Here, I'm going to
Oh, Vince.
Yeah, what?
We're on the air.
Come here, what?
I think so. I think we're on the air right now.
We are on the air right now.
Oh, I thought you said we were in the green. In any case, I think that I think it's an important distinction to make. People who are making money off of activism, off of movements, are not legitimate organizers in my mind. If you're going to organize people, if you're going to organize workers, you need to be a worker. And once you start getting a paycheck from the activism that you're doing, it changes your whole worldview. So I always try to stay away from people who are, you know, who are paid organizers. I just, I think it's dangerous, and I think it's the wrong way to do things.
No doubt. And guess what, folks? We're getting close to the end of the first hour. And it's time to play our favorite game every time Ass Hurt Max Bags calls in. Cooper, are you there? Do we have DB Cooper? Hello, DB Cooper? Shit, we're having technical difficulties now.
Or maybe he rage quit.
No, he's there. It's not working. Stop this.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Okay. DB Cooper, it's time to play What Do You Think Assert is drunk off right now. What did she drink? They're so drunk. Top 10 answers on the board, sir.
I want to say Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels? Is Jack Daniels out up there? Nope. Sorry. Let's bring on Chase. Chase, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Chase, welcome to the show. You're on the panel now.
Oh, awesome.
Are you ready to play What the Fuck is Assert Drunk on tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Top 10 answers are on the board. We surveyed over 9,000 people, asked them what they thought Assert MacFags is drunk off of. What is your guess?
I'm going to say Bacardi.
Bacardi. Interesting. The survey said... Nope. Sorry. Nope.
Yeah.
Not there.
This game is rigged.
All right. That leaves you plus one.
Let's see. Well... I'm drinking Jim Beam out of the handle, but I think that Max Fags is drinking red wine.
Really? Max mm-hmm. Fags, is that correct?
No, you're all wrong.
Sorry, incorrect.
None of you understand me. I'm just way too complex
for
you guys.
Cavassier.
No.
Engine coolant?
I drank a couple Moscow Mules after work.
All right, we have another. Let's see if this.
Yeah. A couple.
Called in.
You want to call your show?
After it drunk off.
Really?
Oh, you're on air. Who's this? Oh, they hung up. All right. That's too bad.
But anyways, David Seaman's a fucking blowhard.
Yeah. Seconded.
He's a fucking darsh. And why exactly did D.B. Koopa decide to come back at the exact moment of his pace spinning, his doxing via pace spin? Why not just ignore it and stay in the shadows? It's like, no, you had to come protect yourself because you are the web developer for David Siemens.
His non-existent campaign.
He was at a point.
Does he have a website up? Does he even have a website up right now?
I did some show prep, some research. He does have a website. I can dial it in and.
No, his campaign website doesn't even go anywhere.
No, there's a link on his Twitter. If you go to his D underscore Seaman.
Yeah, that's to his podcast, but his campaign, I didn't make that website.
You did make a website for him, no?
The David Seaman Hour. Oh, that's right. It is just his podcast.
Yeah, I made a website for him for free.
Yeah, what a boring person he is.
Dude, David Seaman's an awesome guy.
Dude,
do you really
I
think that he's
just super boring? Like,
problem is here. I really
not only
don't.
Is he boring, but do you think that he's actually interested in doing good in the world, or is he interested in self-promotion and being totally obnoxious on the internet?
No, I think he's interested in. I think he's afraid of what America's becoming. He's afraid of things like the rise of a surveillance state, and I think he's genuinely concerned about online privacy and things like that. I think that all that stuff. I know all that stuff bothers
him. I don't. Okay, you can be afraid of those things, but do you understand them?
I mean, I think he does. I think your problem is with the way he expresses himself.
We have to meet
halfway
between lawmakers and technologists. We have to be able to have people that can understand technology and understand legislation and meet halfway. And he's just a guy who's just like, whoa, this is kind of fucked up, man. Like, I don't understand technology except what they tell me on Twitter.
Well,
and
the opposite of him was the person who is in office right now, who is like an author, a co-author or co-sponsor of SOPA. So, I mean, you know.
But that's saying that you have to engage in the two-party political system. I mean, he seems like.
Well, he was running as an independent. That doesn't make any sense. He wasn't running as a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, then he's
running as a
fucking
douchebag. This is what
he's running. Way more interested in creating a cult of personality. You can do great
but
organizing about promoting
you
yourself.
Can't really you can't. You're just like pulling that out of your ass. Like you don't have any proof of that. Like that he's interested
except
in
for,
that. Like
except for watching him on the internet for a year.
Are you stalking?
So,
him?
But I mean, okay. So you've been watching him on the internet for a year. You haven't. Have you talked to him? Engaged him in person? Have you like? Have you been reading his work? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it just seems like a little judgmental to suddenly come out and say he's interested in himself. And I mean, I could say the same thing about, like, Astor Maxbags or Vince in the Bay, but that doesn't mean that they're bad people.
Okay, so a nod against, come out with a paste then, and then all of a sudden you come out of the woodwork and are super butthurt and super vigilant about protecting David Seaman. Why?
Because David Seaman's a friend of mine.
You know what? David Seaman.
And I'm not. Let me. The difference between that Anon's against Yan and a troll is that trolls aren't already upset. Like that's not. They're not trolls. Those guys are genuinely very fucking jealous and upset. Like they've started out butthurt. They've been butthurt to this day, and they're not. I mean, that's. I think that's pretty clear. So I don't even consider those people to be like trolls. They're actually genuinely upset. They're crying every day on Twitter all day long for like 12, 16 hours a day. They're just like crying and drinking their tears and becoming drunk off of them.
They're not.
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
what are you drinking? I'm curious.
Such a Fed trick. Totally a Fed tactic right here.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I had a couple Moscow mules after work.
What are you drinking right now?
What's a Moscow mule?
You've never had a Moscow mule?
Uh-uh. Why don't you make me one?
Why don't you make yourself one? Why don't you have David Seaman make you a fucking Moscow mule and massage you in a fucking kimono?
That's hot.
Fucking asshole.
Isn't it about time to bring Danny Dantalian on?
Yeah. Is Vince gone?
Vince might be gone. But look, I mean, David.
Welcome to the Ass Hurt MacBag Show.
He might be a personal friend of yours, and I get that. But as an organizer, I feel like it's a lot more effective to get behind an issue, create an organization, and attack things that way than try to create all of this attention around yourself. And by becoming
we can see that that's true from the effectiveness of the Occupy movement. I mean, obviously, that's how effective that was. Occupy
was a flash in the pan movement. There's a lot of people struggles all over the world that have been going on since the beginning of time. But mm-hmm. David Seaman creates all of this polarization by being such an obnoxious figure and being so ridiculous on the internet. And so everything that he tries to do and say is overshadowed by his personality. And so especially the whole trap lawyer issue, he tried so hard to get attention on that, and it needed attention. And yet so many people couldn't get behind it because they hated him. And that's a problem.
Well, what did you do when the trap wire issue was out?
I called everyone at the New York Times that I knew, and everyone at the Wall Street Journal, and everyone at the Tribune, and did my best to get the word out. That's what
How
I did.
How did that go?
Shit.
The New York Times wrote a horrible article, yeah. But I do PR for
that.
No,
actually,
I did a lot
when the trap wire came out. I did pretty much everything.
Max did everything. I did a little bit, but we did our part, without trying to put a name on it.
Well, I have two questions. Are we on the air? And if we are, where the fuck is Vince? Or are we? Is this like party chat now?
She's doing
Vince
it in the
sick tonight.
Oh, there he is. He's on Quaaludes.
McGee.
You know what you guys have been missing in the main on the show on the air?
Sicko?
No. Better. Guess what has been happening?
Dan Talion has been saying bullshit. That's funny.
Where's Danny? Danny right now.
Dan Talion and Randy Hahn have been discussing the finer points of basket weaving. Although Randy seems to have dropped off. Randy, if I don't know if you had technical difficulties or not, but I talked to you when you're on. I screened you on the green room, and
are you high, Vince?
No, I'm.
Dude,
I'm really...
he's so fucking high on cough syrup or something.
Listen,
right. I'm really sick. I got a cold and. I'm on a lot of medication. Let's put it that way, right?
Hey, Vince, Sue Basco ruined my Google search results to the point where the very first thing that pops up for me now is my stalker award. I'm never going to get a job.
Who fucking cares?
I mean, I want a job, that's hurt.
Better. It could be worse. You could be...
I have a job. It's fucking great.
Hey, check this out. It could be a lot worse. You could be tagged in a Reuters article that includes a story. It's a story about Lulzsec. Yeah. How about that? Go to an employer. They Google your name. The first thing they see your name in a Reuters
who cares?
Article.
If someone doesn't want to hire you off your Google search results, and they fucking suck anyways.
Yeah, but you're really hot. It's easy for you to get jobs.
That's true.
I know.
Pretty tsunami.
Just work for yourself, man.
Data will grow by 800% over the next 5 years.
That's a nice figure pulled out of thin air. Is that from that Blue Planet or whatever?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is
the Blue Crush doc. Yeah.
Planet. These people know what's up.
Yeah, they do.
Media monitor source public information for law enforcement.
I don't know. Like, I think one of those kids should sue them for using their likeness and their name and especially that roaming kid. He should definitely sue them. They put his address and called him a violent and used him in it's a marketing tool. They're using it to make money, and
it
I
wouldn't
think
be
he
hard
should
to
be entitled
with the people who are in this and see if they want to take action.
I think you should do it, and I could recommend an attorney that probably will do it. He should sue them.
Who? Jay Lederman?
Definitely.
No.
Jay Lederman.
Well, he's not in the same
state.
He's the
state only lawyer
incorporated,
you have
I don't know.
Fucking use.
It would have to be someone who's
I've never used
long to
lawyers, but...
It would have to be someone who can practice law in the state that this company is incorporated.
Yeah, it would have to be in South Dakota.
Someone in the deep web, their data is either...
Or someone licensed to do...
Or analyze.
I doubt
these people should at least know that they're in this document, just to, like, know it, you know?
Everyone that's in it knows it already. Even Biz knows it.
It's in this document? Are you kidding me? Where? Which page?
Viz and Worth are both in that document.
Where?
21.
That's the page with the with that kid on it, but the anarchist that fights for democracy. But the Viz for Show and Worth are also on there. But it doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't use their real name or anything like that. So they may not have much of a case to. I don't know. I mean, Twitter could maybe, I don't know. For all we know, they got the information from Twitter and got their permission to use it. I mean, you don't own your fucking profile, let's be honest, so, you know. But that one kid, they used his name and his address and like, photos that weren't from...
This poor kid, Nick?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he should sue them.
Boom.
He'd probably win. But, you know, he's an anarchist, so he probably doesn't want to get engaged in any kind of legal proceedings.
They're skittish.
Well,
Oh, this just in. Michelle Malkin wins the Breitbart Award.
I hate that fucking woman.
What were you going to say before you called her a woman?
Why? Do you think I was going to say bitch or something?
It sounded like you were going to say something other than woman, yeah. I was just wondering.
No, I was going to say woman the whole time.
Okie dokie. Well, check it out. We're going to take a break. We're already into the second hour. We're going to bring out Dandy Dantalian. He's going to entertain us. He's going to talk to us. His appearance on the Suicide Girls podcast.
Yeah.
Moxie. She's so fine.
And
Moxie and I are working on a freeway.
Moxie,
it's
who?
It's getting pretty dope.
You're working on a freeway?
We're working one out. It's going to be fun. I mean...
I think
it might be like rated R, maybe rated X, NC-17. Not sure.
All right.
Rated X, you said?
Who's in the three-way with you? You, Moxie, and Nicole?
No.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but sure, let's do it.
I think that's how to say Marlon Spike, actually.
Moxie's the Foxy Redhead on the SG Radio show.
Oh, you know, I haven't got a good look at her. I don't know. She
the other one, the other Foxy, Nicole, I know you're listening, so I just didn't want
to,
like...
Nicole's
kind of got
right here. Nicole's not a redhead, though.
Oh, you're right. Well, she's more blonde.
He's like, Vincent the Bay is 100 times better. He's 100 times better at radio than Nicole. I was watching that show, and it was so painful, I wanted to cut.
You wanted to cut yourself?
Mm-hmm. Just from listening to that radio show. And it was about issues I'm interested in. So I always make fun of Vince for being a shitty radio host. But I've actually got to give him a little bit of credit at this point, checking out the other internet radio that's out there.
He's on Quaaludes. You're fucking trash. This is the best radio show I've been on, ever. And I've been on, like, three radio shows.
Today?
This is better than Joe Rogan.
Wait, Cameron, quick question for you.
What's up?
So your name is Cameron.
Was quick, like... By quick, did you mean fast?
Huh?
You said quick question.
And then you just dropped
no,
out.
No, I asked, I said Cameron. I just wanted to confirm that your name actually was Cameron.
4-7-8-2-7.
That's not under dispute.
If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, please feel free to do so. We've got less than an hour to go. We're going to bring on Danny, Dan Talion. But before we do that, we have to do an update with our correspondent, our late night BTR foreign business correspondent, Shady Paya. So we're going to go to that right now. Good point, Shady. Yeah, Shady, play it. What do you have for us?
Yeah, about that, Ben. I can't be your foreign relations expert anymore because apparently I was impersonating Blog Talk Radio staff by doing that.
What are you talking about?
Apparently the whole foreign relations shtick is in the responsibility of the actual BTR staff, so unfortunately I can't indulge into the foreign relations field anymore here in Blog Talk Radio.
That's terrible news.
I know. So as of today, I, Shady Player, am no longer the Minister of Foreign BTR Relations.
Well, we're going to miss you.
But I'm still going to listen into your show as a regular listener. Don't worry.
So at this your last then potentially what have I been missing on late BTR? Have you been cruising around the other shows?
I had to take a month long hiatus because apparently someone got my home address and my home phone number and just a bunch of drama I had to deal with, so I had to take a little break.
I can relate. I can totally relate.
Yeah.
You calling in. It's always a pleasure to have you on the air.
By the way, shout out to Russell League and shout outs to Anons Against Deanne because your Anon News gives Anonymous a bad name.
Okay. There you go. 347-826-7667 is the number. That's Shady Player, our good friend Shady Player. And we're going to now take a quick break. Oh, also, we want to report that as of right now, what's it here? As of right now, it is 5:15 a.m. GMT, and Bitcoin is trading at $129 to the U.S. dollar. It is 101.30 to the euro. The yen, it's 13,300. And against the Russian ruble, it is $4,298 in rubles and 49 cents. Do we have some Russian? Anyway, we'll be right back with Danny Dantalion. Stay right there.
Directed in the very Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. Not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Fucking intense.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Hey, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Hatred, Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come onto the show.
Jesus Christ. Damn off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
You stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vincent the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah,
what I mean.
Vince is a
slump
troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
It's not-
the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots. You have our gratitude.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Number two, deep into hour number two, Vince in the Bay with my guest co-host tonight, Plus One. Thanks, Plus One, for sticking around and being such a champ.
I love you, Vince.
I love you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's currently 5:25 GMT. And I'm going to take this opportunity to welcome onto the show. Hang on a second. Sorry. I'm having technical difficulties here. Please stand by. Okay, here we go. Got it. All right, so Chase is here too as well. Shady Playa is still on the panel. And we're going to now, Danny Dantalian. What's up, Danny?
Yes, hello. What's up?
Hi, Danny.
What's going on?
You're on Chase Plus One and Shady Playa. And we are, we were just discussing how Shady Playa is no longer going to be my correspondent for late night intergalactic relations.
Foreign relations.
Foreign relations.
Cool.
Anyway, we got Nigger Christ coming up next. Thank you, D.V. Cooper. It was great having him on. And also, Assert MacFags. Big ups to Assert MacFags for coming out tonight as well. That was a fun first hour. It was good times. It was really good times. And so, Danny, tell me about this appearance on Suicide Girls. Were you in studio with these people or on cam, or how'd this work out? Did they get naked?
One girl played a video of her showing tits at one point in time or another.
Wait, she didn't show her tits. She showed a video of her showing her actual tits.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't live, but I mean, it showed everything.
So, what do you make of this? The pioneers of harvesting the deep web.
Oh, that is it's a snake oil salesman thing, dude. It's a Maltego on steroids. I mean, people should know this, like, just by looking at it. And I don't know why everybody's freaking out about it. That's all it is. It's Maltego on steroids. It's Maltego with a nicer GUI. And stuff like this has been out and available to people forever. Basically, all it does is Google for you. And I mean, puts it all in one place at one time instead of having maybe three or four dozen tabs open in your browser. So, I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. Yeah, some people got their Twitter accounts posted on the brochure, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I highly doubt any big organizations like FBI or NSA or even local law enforcement is even going to use this stuff. It just reeks of a snake oil salesman. It looks like something you would find on Tor.
It's targeting journalists.
Well, they want journalists to use it?
Yeah, it says. Well, because you know everybody thinks they're a journalist now, so it's market.
I'd actually like to get my hands on it. You know, it looks pretty sexy.
You have a section that says locating the quote bad guys, and you can get
all that.
Locator for social media communication. Have geotagging of tweets, and you can aggregate them in any way possible you want. And this person chose to do it. To code them blue for journalists that were murdered in Mexico, green for journalists who were kidnapped in Mexico, and yellow for other violence against journalists. All throughout, it's kind of a trip.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about all that, but like I said, from what it looks like to me, it just looks like a hyped up Maltego, man. I don't see what the big deal is.
Looking at it,
it's a hyped up. Oh,
I see where what's his name? Jesse Ventura lived in Baja, and there's no activity there. I think he might be on something. I think he might have the right idea.
Jesse Ventura have the right idea?
Huh? it'll just be like Burning Man all year round.
I don't know if anybody can handle that. That'd be intense. Freaking somebody was talking to me about Burning Man the other day. Actually, it was XU out. It was funny. He was talking to me about it. He was showing me these pictures. We were looking at weird shit on Google Maps, and he was trying to tell me he found some kind of shit about Burning Man and was telling me that it's some kind of military installation. He'd never heard of Burning Man before. He was like, it's a military installation. It's a military thing. I was like, dude, that's Burning Man, bro. Oh, it's not military, dude. How do you get? Hello?
What are we talking about?
My emails, my mentions on Twitter, people are going nuts. It's too bad that D.B. Cooper's gone because Panda Andrew Blake had a question. I didn't get that off to him. Cassandra, thank you for tweeting me. Anon's against Euronon News. keeps complaining that they can't get through to me. I have three callers on the line. If you're on the line and you are anons against anons against your yawn or whatever, just press the button to tab one, and that will alert me that you want to be on the show.
So, what happened to Randy Hahn?
I don't know. He bailed.
That sucks.
That was kind of anticlimactic.
I know, right? I was looking forward to that.
Whatever. It is what it is. And it's the Bay, and I'm with Danny Dantalian, who made an appearance earlier tonight on the program, The Suicide Girls podcast. He's kind of making the rounds, the late night internet talk show circuit, and it's great to have him here on the panel. We also have with us Mick Price. Mick, welcome to the show.
Hey Danny.
What's up?
What are you wearing?
Jeans and a concealed carry tactical shirt from Craft International's online store.
Oh, that's so hot. Maybe you can cam up for me later. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm naked in bed right now. I'm really drunk.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm really glad there's no tiny chat tonight because I think I would embarrass myself.
Green room? Do you kids want to go to the green room and have some?
Trying to fill airtime, Vince. I mean.
Well, here, let me dim the light. Let me mute everybody. Let me set the mood here. I'll dim the lights. And you guys can just carry on. All right, just don't mind us.
Danny, sometimes when you troll black people in Tiny Chat and play racist videos for them, and they get really mad, it makes me so wet.
Oh, really? Yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it seems to turn chicks on.
It does. It's just like, I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also just like so sexy.
All right.
It is. It is. Are you wearing your FBI hat right now?
No, not right now.
Could you put it on for me?
I don't know where it's at.
Oh, Danny, I have this picture in my head of like you and your Craft International shirt and your FBI hat, and I just want to make that picture a reality.
Soon.
Will you cam whore for me later?
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. I've been trying to get Danny to cam whore for me for several months now, and he always says no.
Let's address an issue that Anons Against Your Anon News, who is obviously having some technical difficulties, not going to call the show because I haven't got a call, but he's tweeting. Notice how they suddenly became fucked up the first hour. You know, I do this. I fuck up all my shows, okay? And I'm certainly drunk. I am highly medicated on cough and cold medicine and various other supplements and shit. And so I'm just carrying on here. Although a Y-A-N, what is that? Aeon? Is that what we call it? Aeon?
Do what?
Well, you know, your non-nude is called yawn or yan, whatever. This would be yan.
Oh. Yeah, it would be. When I first came in the chat, I thought it was Arian.
I think that that's actually their new nickname. Their new nickname, Anon's Against Your Anon News, is Aryan. That's how they need to be referred to from now on.
Seriously. They really do.
347-826-766. Remember, we got open lines for another 24 minutes. It's cybercrime sexy time. We had D.B. Cooper on in the first hour. Now we have Danny D'Antalian holding it down. Plus One has been my co-host for the evening. And Nigger Crisis here, unmuted, has not said a word, but...
Vince.
Yeah, what?
Well, Gucci.
Gucci, what's up?
Oh, so I got my Twitter back today.
Gotcha.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and now this faggot trying to start shit on here. He's talking about shit about you, Vince. He's this Anon's Against Yang guy. He said some shit about you. I go on there, I say, my boy Vince got bitches. And then he's saying, yeah, and you're one of them.
Oh.
Alcohol? I have not said one thing about alcohol on my show. Anon's Against Yan just tweeted me saying, fact is, tonight's Vince in the Bay show was an utter failure, and so he decided to blame alcohol for his failure. No. No, the only person that I blamed for having alcohol and being a failure was Assert MacFags. I have not had one sip of alcohol. I've had some cough syrup, which might make me a little drowsy, but that's about it, okay?
What? They're going crazy tweeting tonight.
What?
They're going crazy tweeting tonight. They're tweeting like every minute, and they're all directed towards you.
They are. I don't actually follow them, but I'm looking at their feed now. And you know, if you're gonna go after Jan, I just wish that you could do it with proper grammar and stuff.
I'm going after Jan.
They're going against Jan, but like in the last hour, all they've done is tweet about the podcast. And I just followed them within the last hour to see like. The update from the last hour.
Oh, and Andrew. Okay, I'm just basically the rest of the show. I'm just gonna watch my Twitter stream. I got Andrew Pant Blake says, "Yo, Vince in the Bay is totally robo tripping right now." Oh my god! You know what? I did not take enough. I took enough to going, but not enough to be tripping. And I have roboed, and it's pretty gnarly. And I don't know if I want to do a BTR show totally roboed out, though.
Hey, Miss. There was an interesting comment in the chat. Someone said that Anon's Against Jan wouldn't call in because you'd recognize their voice.
Yeah, because I know, because I have few people that I suspect.
Are you willing to start making guesses?
No. I have no empirical evidence, nothing. Speculation. You know, in a trope, people cry at me and jump to conclusions when I speculate. Oh, great. Now I got Enos news.
Hey, I'm trying to get free shit, man. I'm working on getting free shit. This is important.
Says what the who wants to see?
Dude, I can't even hear you.
Vince, you are breaking up a little bit.
I think
you have a bad connection. But luckily, there's only 20 minutes left in the show. It's always a fun countdown here at the end of the Vince and the Biggie show. Who else do we have on the line right now? We've got Danny and... Hello?
You got Gucci. Gucci's on the line. I think he's chopping up some rails.
All right. Well, I mean, how long does it take to chop up a rail?
in my experience, it should just be like a less than a minute, right?
Yeah, it doesn't take too long.
It doesn't take too long. I guess it depends on what method you're using, how exact you are about, you know, the size, length, width of your rail. But still, I wish he'd get back on the air. Hey, Danny, are you still there?
Yeah.
Danny, I want you to tell me a little bit about the Russell World Order. I feel like I've been seeing that flashing around on Twitter a lot lately.
It's basically the rebirth of Russell League. It's a new beginning.
And what's the Russell League? I mean, you know that I love the Russell League. I follow you guys. But how would you sum up your mission and what your organization is all about?
Basically help the corrupt governments in overthrowing the average everyday working person and to exterminate Jews from the internet.
And what actions are you taking to accomplish that mission?
Basically we're making, we're using mind control in the form of subliminal messages through media and Also, we're creating a monopoly on all Jew gold.
I see. And how does this new campaign against black people on TinyChat tie into that?
There's certain... what?
It's price. BTC to USD is 127.00. 127.00.
Yay.
Vince, Bitcoin is so last week. Come on.
Oh, Panda requests that I just play Over the Electric Grapevine and end this already. You know what? I don't have that. You know, I'm trying to upload. I've been trying to upload this track for Danny, and I don't know if I'm succeeding. I got 15 minutes to figure it out. But it's a video that he uploaded from his appearance tonight, and I'm hoping that debauchery will take us out. Why don't you set up the clip for us, Danny?
Do what? Set up the clip for you?
Yeah. You know how you got Johnny Carson? He'll have like Mark Wahlberg on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what you're about to hear was basically me earlier on the what is that show called? The freaking Cutter Bitch show or whatever? That's Suicide Girls, yeah. And, I'm basically on there. They're talking about Weave and, what's-his-face? What's fucking Jew face?
Aaron Swartz.
Aaron Swartz, yeah. They're talking about Weave and Aaron Swartz. And I came on and started talking about Wormer and sort of, like, derailed the whole conversation. And the clip is set up now.
And what is Pinocchio Ochoa? What's that all about?
You'll see in the clip.
Interesting. All right, I'm uploading it now.
You had me set that clip up a little early.
I've got to say, I really enjoyed Danny's spot on Suicide Girls Radio. The show was really boring, and Danny came in there and just started talking about Jews and Pinocchio, and really, it made my night.
Yeah, it was fun.
Internet radio is successful for podcasting, whatever it is. Internet radio.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay?
Why?
I mean, you just sound like you're not okay.
Oh, I'm sick, and I got 15 minutes left, and you know what? I'm really excited. I you guys are gonna be probably just as excited as I am. The next caller on the line is going to bring none up. And smoke.
I don't know if it's just me, but Vince is cutting in and out. I can't really hear anything he's saying.
Yeah, me either. I can't hear him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same here.
Oh, thank God. Hello, caller?
Caller, you're on the air.
Me?
My caller.
Yeah, you're on the air, caller. How's your night?
I've been on the air for like 20 minutes.
Why aren't you seeing anything, you silly hoe?
I'm just creeping. This is Ginger.
Oh, hi, Ginger. This is Plus One.
Oh, hi.
Is that Ginger Brooks?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what's up? You never call in here. What's up? What brings you to the Vince and the Bay show?
Boredom.
Oh, yeah, that's what brings most people here. And then they get disappointed.
Can you tell us about this newly trending hashtag that you've been taking part in tonight?
Hold on, I just took like a lot of sleeping medicine, so I'm trying.
Sure, I'm talking about the InfoWars pickup line, which is a trending hashtag.
I don't know, I just tried to make it funny.
You are funny.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Aww.
I want to say Chase called in earlier. He is, thank you, Chase, for coming out. It's been great having you on the panel tonight.
Vince, no one can understand what you're saying.
Your connection's horrible.
Son of a bitch. Is it intermittent or is it like constant?
It's like intermittent.
Just choppy.
Okay, I think I might have a solution. Hang on.
So, Ginger, in the past like week or so, what's been your favorite thing about Twitter? I know you're doing a backup account now, so it's a little difficult to interact. But
I haven't had Twitter in like the past week or so. I've just been pissed off at being suspended. What about you?
Well, I enjoy the drama. I have a few Twitter crushes I've been interacting with, and that's been really fun, the sort of late-night dirty Twitter. But, you know, mostly I've just enjoyed watching Docspin and the people who get super pissed off at Docspin and how hysterical that is. I'm going to go ahead and post Ginger Brooks' Twitter account in the chat right now, and I encourage you all to follow her. She is hysterical.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Ginger, I haven't noticed lately. Have you still been doing the earthquake tweeting?
Who was this asking?
That's Vince.
Host, Vince. Hey, sorry, I have a cold. I sound different. I'm stuffed up. And I'm tired and I'm on medication, but...
Why? You hate the earthquake? You hate them?
Oh, they're kind of cool, actually. At least when they don't...
I have it on a new account. I can't, though.
I just think it's odd because you're in the Midwest where there's not really that many earthquakes.
Actually, the New Madrid fault line is the largest one in North America, and... Like, it's based on New Madrid, Missouri.
That's true. I can confirm that.
And if it ruptured, it would, like, destroy the North American continent.
Yeah, it's just not active right now.
Oh, it's active. Just, like, Oklahoma's been getting a lot of earthquakes, and so is Missouri. It's just small earthquakes.
I stand corrected.
Well, you're not, like, lame enough to download, like, Earthquake Alert app and just, like, sift through it.
If you have a Danny.
Do what?
What? Tell me you're drunk.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not drunk.
If Danny were drunk, he'd be hosting a raucous tiny chat right now.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry. So, Danny, what's next for the Russell League? I'm really interested to know.
Right now, Schmook's on a little vacation for the moment, so we're going to wait till he gets back and see what's going on from there.
And they also have a new video that was just released, and I'm going to play that before the show's over. And I also want to introduce to the panel our international correspondent, Owl. Owl, are you there?
Hi, Owl.
Hi,
Hi, Owl. This is Plus One.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Owl.
What?
What is this? So I follow Owl pretty closely on Twitter, and it seems like she has about 17 jobs right now. How is that going?
I got hosed.
That could mean
hosed.
So. That could mean
hosed.
In different area codes?
No, they're in one building.
No. All in one building?
There was a car that was going like 77, and I was like, what you doing? I'm at a stoplight. And it was like, no, I'm not going to stop. And I was like, okay. And then it was like, I was like, I'm ahead. And I was like, what year is it? You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you ever want to be a walrus?
So, Owl, I know that you're an artist and a photographer. What has been inspiring you lately?
Your mom's penis.
Penises?
Ow, yeah.
Me too.
You look at the this girl's like, they got the little hammers upstairs, and they're like, and they send me letters, you know? Like, they send me letters. They're like, hey.
Wait, who sent you letters?
The squirrels on the roof.
That live on your roof?
The squirrels, yeah. You got the
squirrels send you letters.
They tell me, because it comes to them in a dream, you know?
Oh. We got less than 7 minutes to go here. We've got a full panel. It's amazing the lineup we've had tonight. Of course, my guest co-host tonight, Plus One. Earlier, we had our first guest was in the first hour was D.B. Cooper, and of course Danny Dantalian, Gucci, Ginger, and Owl, all
you ever,
hanging out.
You ever drink half a bottle of Epicac?
So. And do final thoughts before we sign off the air here. I think I'll start it off with Plus One. Any parting thoughts before we sign off the air?
The main thing on my mind is that I'm lonely and I haven't gotten laid in like 6 months, and it's going to be a real problem.
I'll do it.
I think you're.
All right, Vince is breaking up. So, Owl, what's your last thought of the evening?
There's a cat, and he's got he talks. He's like a nigga, and I'm like, hey.
Okay.
How much LSD did you take tonight?
Danny, your final thought.
Not enough.
Niggers and Jews.
All day, every day.
Ginger, final thought before we sign off.
I'm hungry. That's about it.
For what? What would you like to have? Tacos?
Ginger has tornadoes. Yeah, tornadoes. There's a lot of tornadoes.
Okay. Gucci, you still there? You got any thoughts?
Gucci, Louie, super size.
I guess Gucci passed out.
My horoscope.
Read your horoscope? Oh, okay. Yeah. quick. What time?
What sign are you, owl?
What?
What's your sign?
I'm an owl.
So your horoscope sign?
I'm a centaur, bitch. I'm a half horse. I'm a half human. I'm like name or something.
You're Sagittarius, or so am I.
Oh man, it's a party.
All right, let's your horse.
There it is.
All right, owl. Let me read you your horoscope. So, Sagittarius horoscope for today. Isn't it wonderful that nobody on Earth is perfect? If we had to deal with perfect people, how would we view ourselves compared to them? We need to be aware of others' quirks and flaws in order to understand ourselves better. So don't be resentful towards someone keen to highlight your imperfections. This probably has as much to do with how negatively they feel about themselves. And then I always add, in bed, right? So, yeah.
I do that with fortune cookies.
With fortune cookies, I used to add in bed, and now I just add on the internet.
That's funny. I can do that next time.
Yeah, owl. So this fortune is telling you don't believe the hype. Don't listen to any bullshit about what anyone says about you, because you're awesome and beautiful just how you are.
Does that mean I can't accept the mail from the squirrels anymore?
Absolutely not, because they're actually massage squirrels.
But
you can accept mail and you can read it, but you absolutely cannot write back. Don't write back.
What if it's illuminating me?
They're trying to dim your illumination because they work for Mossad.
Okay, Sagittarius, everything at work continues to improve, yet you're still unable to turn an opportunity into something that can make a real difference in your life.
Aww.
When numbers of significant pieces are falling into place, now, they don't quite fit together as easily as they should. Relax your approach and allow the events to unfold as well. Force to adhere to your schedule. Magically, you'll make real progress when you become one with the larger flow. Next, Friday.
Oh, larger flow, that's me. Yeah.
8:26.
Hey, did you know? Hello?
I know.
Yes? Did you?
I know.
What?
I know.
You know, I drink
almost... Am I listening
to you? I drank almost a whole little bottle of Jim Beam tonight, and I think I'm the soberest person on this show.
No, I'm pretty sober.
I'm going to argue with you on that one. I don't think you are. I think you're wasted.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I think you're wasted.
Oh, okay.
Shit. The chat. Hey, everybody in the chat. Thanks for coming out. A pouty girl. About blank. Chase for you. Doc. Jeep. Dougie. Jewish producer. Nigger Christ. Nyan Whale. Octopus 5. Puss plus one. What do? And that's right. There you go. Gucci.
Nope.
Build it.
Are you going to close the show with my video?
No, me.
Hell yeah, dude. This is it. Pinocchio.
Thanks so much for having me on, Vince.
Oh, my God. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
We're going to make sure you get a better connection next time.
That's what she said. Thank you, plus one, Danny, Jennifer, and Owl, we'll leave you here.
It sounds like Nicole Powers now.
You guys miss me? Yeah, screw you guys, yeah.
Whatever. Here's the audio of the video.
I like my my trolls. And talking of the trolls that I like, I'm hoping that we've got Danny Dempalian on the line.
Oh, Danny.
Are you there? Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Love the picture. Seriously. Oh, seriously, is that the photo that you have up? That would not be Danny. That would be Danny trolling with a photo.
That's definitely me, IRL.
That's actually you.
In real life.
They had
guys,
the wrong guy. They had the wrong guy before.
My God.
I actually wanted to talk a little bit about Free Wormer tonight, because it seems like nobody's been talking about
free,
that lately.
I'm sorry, Free what? Free Wormer, who is another hacktivist that is fighting the system. So go ahead, Danny.
Okay, well, a lot of you don't know that before Wormer was Wormer, he was actually a little wooden kid growing up in Calabria, Italy, who just wanted to be a real boy. Okay, before he was Wormer,
Did you write this out before you called us?
No, I'm serious. Before he was Wormer, he was Pinocchio Ochoa.
Uh-huh.
Become a real boy, and then he learned how to hack, and he learned how to overthrow and defeat the corrupt governments and the Jews, and then the Jews put him in a gulag. So now it's like we've got a free Wormer. He needs some honey buns. He needs some canteen money, some commissary money. And if you don't mind, I'd like to tell people where to go to actually donate to support him while he's incarcerated.
Wait, we're supposed to donate to support Pinocchio? I'm confused. Can we rewind?
I think you might be getting trolled, Moxie.
I'm being totally trolled.
Fairly easy target.
I'm such an easy target. I've said this before. I am the most gullible person ever. I take everyone at total face value.
Mox is like, oh, Pinocchio, he's cute. Where do I log on? What can I donate?
I'll have to research my free Wormer. Wormer?
Yeah, it's actually Higo Choa. I can't pronounce his real name. It sounds like Pinocchio, though.
How long has he been in jail for?
Quite a while now. Last I heard, they actually got him. He was being passed around from prison to prison, and they actually got him somewhere where he's actually going to be there for good now. I forgot where that is. It's somewhere
do you know how many years he's facing, just out of curiosity?
I think it was 2 years, pretty sure. I think I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was 2 years. I know it wasn't longer than 2 years.
Do you guys know this? Maybe he should just tell the story.
Can you tell the story? Ryan. Because I'm really confused, and I have Pinocchio in my head.
I mean, it's another
story.
It's a weird
cabin
story.
He was with Anonymous and Cabin Crew, and he was involved with Off-Bart and everything. That's really shocking that nobody has heard about Wormer. Everybody's heard about...
I've been following him pretty closely.
I only heard about Weave because he came on my radio show. So I don't know about Wormer.
Well,
this is a little bit before all that. This was back during the Summer of Lulz and everything with Cabin Crew and Lulzsec and everything. He's got sentenced to 27 months, and he's actually in Ohio right now.
So, can you tell us a little bit about Wormer, Brian?
The actual conditions of his case, I don't really know, to be honest. I don't know why he was arrested and all that. I know that he was a figure in the Cabin Crew. Cabin Crew was a group that was really kind of active right before sort of Occupy Wall Street time, or just slightly before that. A kind of break off of, well, maybe that's not the right way to put it, but Lulzsec kind of fell apart, and people were arrested, people like Topiary, and Wormer was part of this group that was made up the Cabin Crew, which was a interesting group to follow for a good 3 or 4 months. But beyond that, I don't know the specific. I mean, I've of course heard lots of rumors, but I would just be speculating on like what the conditions are. You probably know better than I do about our caller probably knows better than I do about the specifics of the case.
Danny, have you got anything to add?
Basically at this point all we're trying to do is help him out with, commissary and canteen money while he's incarcerated. And there's a WePay that his wife set up, and she's expecting a child soon too, so some of that money might go to help them raise their son when he gets out of jail, and some of it might go to help him and make prison a little bit more comfortable, because I've been locked up before, and a honey bun goes a long way when you're behind bars, man. Seriously,
he's involved.
Honey bun means so much.
Because This is where it goes to how much it doesn't just punish the person inside; it punishes the friend and the family. And Wormer has a wife who's expecting a child, and he's actually incarcerated, like isn't it in another state? I mean,
it's Ohio.
Like, yeah,
it's in Ohio.
So like it's not like she can just like pop down the road to see
the
father of her child. I mean, it's like a huge endeavor for her to make the trip, and even if she makes the trip, which she did recently, she doesn't necessarily know whether she can see him, because again, they play these games. Like, she was given permission to see him, but then when she started making the journey, they were like, oh, well, maybe you won't be able to see him, maybe you will be. And it just seems to be like these really unfair games that, you know, the people on the outside, the friends, the family, the support system, they haven't done anything wrong. And it seems that the system is set up very much not only to punish the people inside, but also to punish the people on the outside. Would you agree with that, Danny?
Absolutely. So there needs to be some serious reform in the prison system. I mean, just speaking completely impartially, whether or not, you know, what they're doing is right, what they're doing is wrong, it's just, prison right now is designed.
Oh, shit. We just, oh my God, I missed, I hit the wrong button, my bad. You know what sucks about fucking Blog Talk Radio? Is I can't just pick it up right where I left off. I have to replay the entire fucking thing. This is a thing that needs to be corrected. Because, you know, I'm clicking around the switchboard here, you know, trying to, you know, just checking things out, and I inadvertently click, you know, off the slider, with Kurt, the little slidey bar thing, and boom, it's gone. But you get the gist of it. There's about 20 seconds left of that anyway, but that was pretty interesting. Cabin crew. Wow. It's interesting. I don't remember Wormer or Kahuna or any of these cabin crew hackers. I remember a cabin crew as basically Jackal, Motormouth, Ghost Pickles, I don't know, various other people, maybe a handful of other people, but none of them hackers. None of them that are like loiking anybody. None of them that are have any skills where they're breaking into networks and stuff. You know, they're not social engineering. They're just like straight docs. They're just docs. They just work with what's publicly available is what they do. And so they became this group that basically spawned out of Operation BART, which I was a supporter of. I liked Operation BART. I was so down for it. I participated in several of the protests, and I think it was a very successful and well-executed operation, as peaceful as you could possibly want things to be. Of course, it wasn't perfect, but it wasn't that bad. It could have been worse. But yeah, I forgot where I was going with that. It doesn't matter. Plus one, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Vince. I just I wanted to apologize for cutting in a bunch, but you were cutting in and out so much that I wanted to sort of keep things going a little.
No, that was perfect. That's what you were there to do. That's what you're there to do. When co-hosts pick up the slack like that. I wish there was a way that I could give switchboard privileges to a legitimate co-host without having to let them get my login credentials for my account, because they won't let that happen, and that's disappointing.
It is. I want to be your Robin.
Because that you'd be great as like a chat room moderator and whatever.
I have a lot of fun with it.
Balls. That's what I do half the time. That's why people are like, oh, this is so boring. Where's Vince? He's not saying anything. What are these people talking about? It's because I'm not even like, I can't like direct the course of the content because I'm busy screening callers.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but nobody got a timeout today. Nobody was scrolling because Danny was on the air and Schmoop is on vacation.
Yes, very tame show. Very tame show. That's good. That's fine. Yeah, I debated whether or not I was even going to do it because I'm so sick. I'm just going to make some tea and honey and
I'm filming with a documentary crew tomorrow. They're coming to interview me about the NATO 5 at like 9 in the morning. So,
getting interviewed about what?
The NATO 5, the guys who are charged with terrorism here in Chicago during Occupy.
That was talk about fucking Alex Jones, motherfucking call it false flag. That was. Those kids were totally set up, dude. That's such bullshit.
Oh, I know. I spent like a month with the police informants, like every day, thinking they were my friends.
That's insane. So you interacted with the informants?
I was like in a camp with them.
Wow.
Yep, and we've got all of the NATO 5's belongings in my mom's attic. So I promised this film crew that my mom would cry for them on camera while she showed them the belongings, and they got so excited.
Of course, dude. That's like cinema gold.
Exactly. We're both going to try to cry tomorrow for the film crew.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Well, have a good night, Vince. I'm sure I'll see you around on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to try to do a show tomorrow night. I'm going to rest up and hopefully be back tomorrow night with Free Ball Friday.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Plus One. I appreciate you hanging out tonight, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Good night. And that's going to do it. I'm Vince of the Bay signing off. I'm going to go in the green room with my sexy robot ninja. My sexy robot ninja, are you there?
This is my sexy robot ninja. Vince in the Bay, I want to make sweet love to you in the green room. Can you play some stupid music so we can have sexy time?
Absolutely. We will definitely do that. I am going to queue up some Primus, I think, maybe. AP Blake wanted some Primus, I think. So I'm going to queue that up and play that.
Good. I will grab some lube.
Oh. Okay. Perfect. All right, it's Vince in the Bay. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to this in the archives, in the podcast, via the podcast, thank you so much for listening to the end. If you didn't make it to the end, well, you're not listening. So that's it. I'm going to peace out and go make sexy time in the green room with my sexy robot ninja while I play a Primus song.
Shut up and come make fuck with me now.
I know. We're doing it right now, baby. Here we go. Some Primus. What have I not played in a long time? Here you go. Primus. Stand with the Seas of Cheek. We'll be right back.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.